Medicare contractors are supposed to examine their own work to reduce improper payments. The Government Accountability Office taking a close look at how they're doing with that. Kathleen King is Director of Healthcare Issues at the GAO. She writes that the extra effort that they're making may not be worth the time that they're spending on it. Kathleen, thank you very much for being on the program this afternoon. When you look at Medicare program integrity, which is the title of your report, what exactly were you examining and who were you examining the work of, Kathleen? Thank you for being on today.
My pleasure, and thank you for having me. We were looking at the contractors who review Medicare claims after they've been paid to determine whether they were proper. That is, whether Medicare should have made payment for those claims. And there were four different types of contractors we looked at. The Medicare Administrative Contractors, or MACs, who primarily process and pay claims. The Zone Program Integrity Contractors, the ZPICs, which investigate potential fraud. The Recovery Auditors, whose task is looking for improper payments. And the Comprehensive Error Rate Testing Contractor, whose job it is to estimate the annual amount of Medicare claims that were paid improperly.
So one of the issues you ran into, Kathleen, you write, CMS neither has reliable data nor provides sufficient oversight and guidance to measure and fully prevent duplication. Where's that duplication coming from among those four kinds of contractors?
Well, they're all doing post-payment claims review, but they do them for different purposes. Like, for example, the MAC review might review claims post-payment to determine whether payments are improper, and the CERT contractor is reviewing a random sample of claims to select which ones might be improper.
So it appears that CMS has done part of the work. And they've done it part of the way. You write, CMS implemented a database to track recovery auditors' activities from duplicating other contractors' reviews, but the database was not designed to provide information on all possible duplication, and its data aren't reliable because other post-payment contractors didn't consistently enter information about their reviews. When you looked at that database, because of the information that's not included, is the information that's there valuable, or is it not because it's so incomplete?
The information there is valuable, but the other information needs to be included to determine the extent to which there is duplication.
So you also write, CMS hasn't provided sufficient oversight of these data or issued complete guidance to contractors on avoiding duplicative claims reviews. Are there best practices for that, or are there policies set by CMS to do so, and they just haven't done that yet? Or are they not even that far along with the process in your findings?
I don't think it's something that they had considered before we brought it to their attention. But they have responded to our recommendation and said that they would implement that.
You also write that their requirements for including content in post-payment review correspondence with providers varies by the types among those four types and isn't consistent. Does it need to be the same in each of the four cases, or should CMS be providing the same guidelines to each of the four categories, or is it just the fact that they're not really providing any guidance consistently that's the shortcoming in your view?
No, they are providing guidance, but we think that because there are different types of contractors and they are sending similar types of letters, that to the extent possible, they should be consistent so that providers can understand what's being expected of them.
Kathleen King's Director of Healthcare Issues at the Government Accountability Office, and writing about the issue of post-payment claims at Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. You write, CMS has strategies to coordinate internally among relevant offices regarding requirements for contractors' claims review activities. So is it fair for me to take away from that, then, that they have an infrastructure in place to do all the things that you believe they need to do? It's just that, as you say, either they haven't, they didn't think of that yet, or they haven't put the policies in place. They haven't put the machine in motion yet. Is it a matter of one or the other, Kathleen?
Well, I think I would characterize it a little bit differently. They do have policies in place to coordinate among these contractors, but the coordination is not working as well as it could be. And as a result, there are still inconsistencies and gaps.
How would you like to see them close that gap and increase the level of consistency among the requirements across the board?
Well, we recommended in a previous report that they make all the requirements for the post-payment review contractors consistent when doing so would not impede the efforts to recover improper payments. And we believe that they have efforts underway to do that. And we also made a few recommendations in this report that we believe would improve their oversight and also reduce administrative burden on providers.
The feedback that you got from HHS and CMS included some comments that they already had plans in place to improve oversight and guidance on CMS. Did you like what you saw in those comments? Are you confident that they will address the concerns that you brought up in this report?
Well, we're pleased that they agreed with our recommendations, but we will, of course, be following up with them to see the status of their implementation.